Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning into my podcast. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. Nice day in December. Almost Christmas, but also almost the end of the year. And I don't know about you, but I am excited today. I am so glad to be alive. I am so glad, as the seasoned folk used to say, so glad to be in the number. They actually used to say one more time, but I'm just going to say I'm so glad to be in the number. I am so grateful that last night, when I laid down to sleep, was not the last time that I would rise. So, my personal philosophy, anything going on in my life, and I mean anything and everything, it pales in comparison to that. So, I am not going to be long at all. I'm actually sitting in my truck right now. I have a few things to do before I get back home and then get myself together and then get back out again to enjoy this beautiful day. There were some things that have been on my mind, I'm going to say, for the last month, especially since I've been coming to the gym regularly. I've been making some observations, and it just continues to stir in me, especially when I go to the gym, and just a few things that I kind of wanted to bring out. But before I do, let me tell you where my podcast can still be picked up, although I don't actively podcast. Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Spreaker. I have YouTube. Then there is iHeartRadio, Pandora, Apple, Google, and other platforms, roughly about 17 platforms. And that's the beauty of, you know, podcasting. When you take the time to build the platform, and you know, opportunities open up and you get on different platforms, you can kind of shift your, you know, episodes and how often you want or need to podcast. And so right now I'm in a bit of a transition while I'm doing so many other things daily, but I've done the work. I've been on for over 2 years now. I am not going to just let this go. And so, anyway, if the music is coming through, I do not own the rights to anything. I'm listening to a station that plays a lot of Christmas music, which is what my son, Christian, started me doing right before Thanksgiving. And so, anyway, I was making some observations about kingdom life and the gym. And I realized that they both have a lot of similarities. People come to the gym because they want to get fit, pretty much. People go to church, which, you know, church, we often refer to church as the church. It is not the church. Church is a body of people, but there's actually the church building that we get up and we go to. Now, people come to church for many, many different reasons, and I'm not here to get into any of that. But for the most part, we deal with our spiritual selves, you know, hearing messages and, you know, fellowship, hearing the word, the Bible taught and preached, and things of that nature. People come to the gym for different reasons as well, but mostly in the physical, to get fit, to get in shape, to get toned, to get stronger. Sometimes people have health challenges, as I do, but you know, there are still many reasons why people decide to get up and get a gym membership. People go into the church often with a lot of expectations that, okay, if I just get up and I make my way and I go at least once a week, or some people is once in a while. If, you know, some people is, you know, major holidays. One pastor used to call it the CME church. Oh, I know y'all a member of the CME church, Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. There are some people like that. But for the most part, a lot of people feel like, oh, well, as long as I'm, you know, getting up and I'm coming every now and then and I'm hearing a little word and I'm, you know, listening to the Bible, because some people don't read their Bibles outside of, you know, the church. But they feel like, well, you know, that's enough to kind of sustain me. And, you know, then I'll just go off and do everything else I need to do. And in essence, you know, I'll give God his little time. You know, he only asks for 10%. And that's a topic I'm not even going to get into. We're not going to talk about the 10% tithe. But, you know, some people feel like that. And then there are the very dedicated people who, the way I grew up, in church all the time, all week long, almost every service, involved in everything. When I was coming up, you know, my parents, when I was a little younger, say, you know, 7, 8, 9, around the time they got married, they were kind of in a backslidden state and, you know, partying and, you know, doing their thing. And so church was a sometime thing. But then I had grandmothers and an aunt who used to take me with them. And then there were, you know, neighborhood churches that I would sometimes get permission to go and take my little brother, and sometimes my cousin went. And so church was always a part of me. I was born in the church, born and raised in the church. And then by the time I was 12, my parents started going back to church regularly. And then we were in church all the time. And this went all the way through, you know, my high school years. And it was very beneficial. I don't regret it. What I do regret is the religion side. And that's a whole nother series of podcasts. But people feel like, well, the more I come, the more I get involved, the stronger I'll get, and I'll, you know, be able to do this and I'll be able to do that. And you know, we feel like we're pleasing God, which that should be on our radar. But things happen. Challenges happen. Sometimes we start off with the best intentions, even with the gym, and it doesn't always quite pan out that way. It's a thing called life. And I've been on this journey for a very long time. I'm now in my early 50s. And so been through a lot. I've seen a lot. I've been in both environments a lot. I haven't been to the gym to actually have a membership in about close to 30 years. The last time I had a membership in Pennsylvania, I was about 26, 27, around the time that my mother died. And, you know, I've been a few times on membership passes. And you know, one of the jobs that I worked, we had a gym and I would go in there, you know, on a regular basis. And then a few years ago, we started working out at the outdoor gym in our neighborhood. And I continued through the years to walk and run on the trails. You know, a few years ago, my husband bought both my son and I bikes. And so I started bike riding. Haven't done it in a while. I told my son I'm going to get back to it. But there's all sorts of ways to work out. I never felt it was necessary for me to have a gym membership because I didn't really think that I would use it. I used to tell myself, you know what, by the time I get up, get myself together, get my bag and stuff, the little essentials you need, and, you know, walk out the door, get in my car, drive to the location. By the time I do all that, I'm going to need motivation to start to work out. Because for me, I was like, that's just a little bit too much. So I'd rather work out at home. And so through the years, I've always worked out. VHS tapes, DVDs. I talked about this the last episode. Different people I used to work out with. All the dance videos. And before I knew that there was a conflict and a problem with things like Pilates and yoga, I tried those. Didn't really get deep into any of them. But I started reading and studying and hearing messages about what is behind these exercises. Excuse me, I'm not going to get into all of that. But I made a personal choice to not participate in any of those types of exercises. And so a lot of times I would do dance at home, just put on my music and dance. And I have free weights and resistance bands and things of that nature. So I've been pretty satisfied with that. But when the new year came in 2023, the car accident and the health challenges started, I knew that I needed to do more because of all of the medications and things like that. Started to put on a little extra weight. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to let this get out of control. And so I had to make a decision to do something about it. And so now I'm doing that and I'm happy about that. And then, you know, on the other side, it is often like that when people attend church. Things may be going well for a while, and then something happens or a series of things may happen, and that person may not have been in the church for a long time. But then the train of thought is, well, you know what? Maybe I should get up and go back to church. Maybe things will get a little better. Maybe I'll, you know, get back into fellowship, and maybe I'll join this, and maybe I'll be a part of the choir. And that's not a bad thing. I don't see where that's a bad thing at all. I'm just making some observations about these two places that have been and are a part of my life. There's been times when I have not been as involved in churches or had memberships like I do not now. My whole ministry path has been very diverse, as well as the gym and as well as things in my life. I have been licensed as the minister for over 20 years. I think since I was 33. So yeah, that's like 20 years. I've been active and brought up in various ministries. I've had a charity ministry for more than 30 years, feeding people and giving out clothes and things like that. And so I've been a member of several ministries, but I've also worked along with several other ministries that I wasn't a member of. I visited and fellowshipped with several ministries through the years. And then I've also done worship at home on many occasions. I've taught my children at home. I've opened up the Bible and taught my children the Bible, the Word. We'd have family services at home, even with Christian, my youngest, who's now 14. We've been doing worship and things like that since he was a young child. We've gone to many services, many churches and things like that. So he knows both worlds. But there are times when things change. COVID is something else that I don't want to really focus on. But remember when COVID first was made known to us? I can't say when it happened because it was out in various places before we even got the news. But COVID pretty much shut down almost everything. And so when we could not gather in buildings, just like the gym, these places were closed off for safety precautions. So we had to find other ways to worship and to work out. It forced a lot of people to be more creative in those areas. And so, you know, we did the same. Well, just like the church, I'm noticing more and more. And I've been to the gym probably more than a dozen times in a little over a month. And as I said before, my membership, I can use a couple different gyms. And so I'm observing a lot of people and I'm starting to see a lot of regulars, just like they're starting to see me. Okay, she comes in. Well, I go in different times on different days. I go daily. Sometimes it's morning, afternoon, evening, depending on what I have going on. But I'm so motivated and so disciplined in this that I make it a daily habit to get to the gym. And so I'm looking at all of the signs posted around the gym. And I'm looking at all of these people who are breaking a lot of rules that the gym has set. It's written in stone. It's actually, I'm not talking about handwritten paper. They have signs up. Some of them are colorful. Some of them have pictures. And they tell you, do not use your cell phones on the machines, on the equipment. One of my biggest problems right now is the sauna room. There is supposed to be, as the sign says, no cell phone use. And then they have a separate sign that has a picture and says, you know, no cell phones, no talking. It says, you know, be quiet, be respectful of people who are trying to enjoy the sauna, no working out. All of these rules, right? Kind of reminds you of the Ten Commandments, the Old Testament, where Moses received the Ten Commandments from God on Mount Sinai, right? He broke the first set of tablets. And then, you know, God made them transcribe them again. And so we had these laws there. Well, it's the same thing in the gym. There are rules and they expect you to follow those rules. Why? Just to give rules for the sake of having no, that's not it. The rules are put in place, number one, for safety. They don't want you to injure yourself and then have to sue them. And they want for all of us to be able to come into this place, this communal place, this common place that we all can use and benefit if we pay the price. There is a monthly fee. If we pay the price to join and be a member of this, hey, let's all try to make this as pleasant as we possibly can for everyone's use, right? I go in a sauna and I've been in there several times at different times. I even tried coming in the evening. And sometimes I try to come earlier so that I can beat the crowd. But man, 98.5% of these people come in there with their cell phones. Some of them have their music playing loud. I don't go in with a cell phone. I shut mine off or I just put it in my locker. And everybody comes in with headphones. And today was really annoying. Today was the first time that I spoke up. Couple ladies were coming in, you know, and one came in and I knew she was just ready to come in and interrupt, you know, like a kind of middle-aged white woman. And I knew she was just coming in to interrupt the peace. You know, we get that in the church. Y'all know about those those demons and devils who just come in to distract when you're trying to do something good, right? So as soon as she walked in, she said, "Man, it's hot in here." Okay, yeah, we're in a sauna. Expect the heat. They used to say, you know, if you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen. So I opened my eyes and I look at her. I close my eyes. There's this, you know, I'm going to just say she's a heavy, you know, white young girl. She was sitting in there. She was fine. She was sitting in front of me. And then a lady came in who I see her regularly when I'm in there. She's a Latino middle-aged woman. And she comes in dressed like she's going out into a blizzard. Okay, that's her prerogative. It looks a little bizarre to be in a sauna like that. But anyway, that's her business. And so she comes in with a heavy bubble coat and a hat, a winter hat, thick winter socks over her stretch pants and sneakers. And she kind of stretches and does little things. Now, that's against the rules as well, but it's not as bad. So there, you know, there's another girl. She's sitting up there on her phone with her headphones on, and she keeps getting up, you know, throwing water on the rocks to make it even hotter. And I'm just observing all of this. I used to just kind of get up and leave, but I'm like, you're not going to make me miss out on my experience. This is paid. This is not a free thing. I'm going to enjoy what is allotted to me. I have a right to this, and I have a right to enjoy it. So finally, the Latino lady leaves out after about 10 minutes or so. So the older white lady that came in announcing that it's hot, she says, "Boy, oh my goodness." She comes in here with that heavy hit, this, that, and other. And then the heavy, you know, the young white girl, she says, "Yeah, I know." I said, excuse me. So they just looked at me and I pointed at the sign that says quiet. And they said, "Oh, you know, okay." I said, I'm sorry. I said, "I come in here to enjoy some peace away from the madness." And she said, okay. So they were pretty quiet after that. And then another middle-aged white woman came in and she had her swimming attire on, her bathing suit and a heavy towel. She says, "Boy, it's hot in here." I wanted to say, it's a sauna. It's supposed to be hot. And she has bags and she has, you know, she has a gym bag and a couple little jackets or whatever. And for a few minutes, she's just kind of moving around and, you know, getting her bags together and fixing her towel. It's distracting. I didn't say anything. I just closed my eyes, determined to finish my few minutes. And then she says, "Oh boy, it's so hot in here. I tried to stay 5 minutes. I just can't. I could only do 3 minutes." And then the other lady, that came in announcing it's hot, she's like, "Yeah, I'm trying to do 2 more minutes, you know, myself." And she says, "Okay, Merry Christmas." And then they get quiet again. And then about a minute or so, both of the other two leave. And I said, finally, we have some peace. I stayed for about 5 more minutes. And, you know, I went on and did my thing. Rule breakers. Timothy, I think it's the book of 2 Timothy, talks about how people will be in this last day. Paul told Timothy, people will be heady, high-minded, we're saying that all over the place, lovers of themselves, truths breakers, covenant breakers. You know, people feel like they don't have to follow rules. And they have signs up saying, "Please, you know, wipe down the equipment after each use." I'm watching a lot of people who just jump from machine to machine. They don't wipe it down. You know, some personal trainers are working with people going to different machines. They don't wipe the equipment down. But guess what? I wipe it down before and after each use. So I'm good with that. But it just amazes me to just watch how people or to observe people's behavior. Posted rules, but I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to break the rules just because I feel that I can. Well, do you know that it's like that in the church as well? I won't even get into all of that, but we do have commandments And people try to say, well, they're Old Testament. And, well, Jesus repeated some of them in the New Testament, right in the Gospels. They still apply. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. That didn't go away because we're under a new covenant. Again, a whole nother podcast, a whole nother topic. But there are people that steal. There are people that lie. There are people that read the Bible. I know someone personally that reads the Bible daily, even read through the entire Bible, and still doesn't follow God's word, still doesn't follow God's plan. You know, people feel like they're invincible and they're above the rules and they're above the laws. And I don't really know what people get out of that. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I am one who follows rules. I don't break laws. I don't go about seeing what I can get away with. I'm kind. I'm helpful. You know, I'm the person that will go in the store and pick up stuff that people knock down. And my son's like, wow, you're really a generous person. Like, you just, yeah, that's just me. It's habitual. I've been that way all of my life. I try my best to be respectful, to be helpful. I've been dealing with a situation with my neighbors, with their noise and the music and the noise level, that it finally came to a head. And even in that situation, I was cool about it. I knocked on the door about 6 different times and then finally end up having to write a little letter kind of explaining in a nice way. Listen, I'm not going to keep knocking on your door. And it was after her friend that stays there said something to my husband, and I let her know, I'm knocking on your door because I don't want to have to report you to code compliance or call the police because of your noise levels, even through the night. So I'm trying to resolve this. That's the type of person that I am. But I'm observing, you know, what my takeaway from all of this as I'm sitting here thinking about this, because I don't want to be much longer. As I'm sitting here thinking about all of this, these places are set up, be it a church or a gym. They're set up for our well-being. People take time to plan these things, plan events, plan worship services. They put all this equipment in these gyms. They put saunas and pools and jacuzzis and all of these things for you to enjoy and to relax, to enjoy these common spaces. And some people probably will never appreciate it, will never really take full advantage. On another episode, I'll talk about a little bit about all of the people that I'm observing who just like to come and talk and hang out. They're not really there to work out. Well, it's the same way in the church. There are some people that come just to socially gather. They come to distract. You better be careful, because some of these people are planted by the enemy in the gym and in the church. They're there to distract you. They're there to do his bidding, to get you off focus. When you have your mind made up, best believe he's going to try to come. I've already seen, I see certain looks and certain glares. Yes, the gym, there's a lot of men, and I'm seeing some of them more and more. And I was observing today, a gentleman I noticed. I looked up a few times and I saw him looking in my direction. And then after about an hour, I'm noticing he somehow is in the same areas that I'm working out in. And then I go over to finish, you know, with my squats. I do a bar on my shoulders and I do lunges and squats. And lo and behold, I look over and he's stretching on a mat. Now, I had my back turned. Nobody was over there when I first went. I had my back turned and I picked my bar and turned around. And then I see him on the side of me. So, you know, you have to be aware, be alert, be watchful. I don't care where you are in the gym or in the church. You have to be watchful. But most importantly, I'm going to end with this. These are just my thoughts and my feelings and something that I wanted to kind of talk about. Both places can be very beneficial if we utilize them for what they are there for. I definitely want to be strong, fit, healthy, happy, or happier. And that can happen at either one of these facilities, and I'm going to make the best out of it. And I hope you have a happy new year.